It's 11 trivia questions on Australians in Hollywood, written by Australian Luke McKay. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks so much for checking out my show. If you like pop culture, if you like movies, music, television, video games, comic books, etc., you're in the right place, and you should hit subscribe so you never miss an episode every single day on whatever device you listen on. I'm a trivia host in Southern California. I never shut up about it. And you can go to my website, triviawithbuds.com, to see all my live events, of which there are about 20 a week to play. We do pop culture bingo down here around the LA area, as well as trivia. Got a great episode from Luke McKay in Australia about Australians in Hollywood. He sent it to me today, so I'm going to record it, and you guys can play along with it in just a minute. Before we get to that, I'm going to do a couple of these popcorn, pass the popcorn movie guessing games. So I'll give you some clues for a movie, and I'll give you the year and the genre. They're both action movies, actually. So here is your first little guessing game of this episode. The movie is an action movie from 1999. The stars are Mike Myers and Heather Graham. There are characters in this movie named Dr. Evil, Felicity Shagwell, and Fat Bastard. And a plot point written on this card says a diabolical genius uses a time machine to return to the 1960s to try and defeat his nemesis, a charming spy. And one of the quotes from the movie is, "I've lost my mojo." Give you a second to figure that out. Of course, it's a pretty popular movie. Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, a movie that I laughed really hard at when I saw it in the theaters 20 years ago. Holy cow, 20 years ago for that movie. That's insane. Here's the other side of the card. 1991 action movie. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton. John Connor and T-1000 are characters in this movie. A plot says a robot tries to kill a boy destined to be a leader while another robot tries to protect him. And a quote from this movie is, "Hasta la vista, baby." Of course, that would be Terminator 2, Judgment Day, a movie I've never seen all the way through. I need to sit down and watch it. So those are your two little quiz cards from this Pass the Popcorn game. Whenever you leave a review on iTunes or you send me your address in the snail mail, I will make sure to send you really cool stuff. Sometimes I mail out stickers with the logo for the podcast. Sometimes I send out little trivia cards just like those I just read to you. Sometimes I send a Sharknado headshot autographed just for you. The possibilities are endless. And if you like getting stuff in the mail, think about joining our Patreon page. That's patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Luke McKay, who wrote the questions today, he is a member of the Patreon page, and he gets cool stuff every single month. Things like our DVD club are available for $15 a month in your donations, and I'll send you a different DVD to watch every month with a few questions on it for homework. We also have a t-shirt and apparel club where I send a different thing, like my friend Manny Majerian, who just got some Goonies socks, and I have actually yet to give those to him, but they're in my car, and we have to record a podcast episode soon, Manny, so those are on the way. So very cool stuff if you like the show. And we are up to 52 Patreon subscribers. So if you know anybody who loves the show and wants to throw a few bucks to get some cool stuff, think about doing it. And also an easy way to get a shout out about your business or your podcast or what have you is for just $10 a month. You get a shout out over on the Patreon page and on the live recordings or the recordings like I'm doing right now. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show and enjoy these 11 questions from Luke McKay in Australia on Australians in Hollywood. Here we go. All right, question number one. As I just started recording this, I just heard one of my kids dump out what sounded like a cabinet full of china. I don't know what is going on in my house right now, and I don't usually know what's going on, but the sound effect I just heard was so cartoonish. I feel like I'm in a Looney Tunes movie of sorts. Number one, here we go, Australians in Hollywood by Luke McKay. Which actor holds the Guinness World Record for longest career as a live-action Marvel superhero? Question number one, which actor holds the Guinness World Record for longest career as a live-action Marvel superhero? Great first question, number one. Question number two, arguably, Australia's most famous actress, Nicole Kidman, was actually born in which country? Question number two, arguably, Australia's most famous actress, Nicole Kidman, was actually born in which country? Number two. Question number three. Chris and Liam Hemsworth have an older brother. He is probably most well-known for roles in Australian television, HBO's Westworld, and a cameo in Thor Ragnarok. What is his first name? I'll give you a hint. His last name is also Hemsworth. But what is his first name? Chris and Liam's older brother. Question number four. For which film did honorary Australian Russell Crowe win the Academy Award for Best Actor? Number four, Russell Crowe won the Academy Award for Best Actor for which film? Question number five. Cate Blanchett became the first person to win an Oscar for playing another Oscar winner. Which famous leading lady did she portray? Number five, Cate Blanchett became the first person to win an Oscar for playing another Oscar winner. Which famous leading lady did she portray? That's a great question and something I never thought about. Number five. Question number six, Sam Worthington starred as a paralyzed Marine in which 2009 blockbuster? Number six, Sam Worthington starred as a paralyzed Marine in which 2009 blockbuster? Question number seven. Rebel Wilson has done her share of singing on screen as Fat Amy in the Pitch Perfect franchise. She is also set to star as Jenny Anydots in what upcoming musical? What musical will have Rebel Wilson playing Jenny Anydots? Number seven. Question number eight, which actor has won the Triple Crown of Acting, that's an Oscar, an Emmy, and a Tony, but is perhaps best known for starring in a five-film Disney franchise? Number eight, which actor has won the Triple Crown for acting, Oscar, Emmy, and Tony, but is perhaps best known for starring in a five-film Disney franchise? Question number nine. This actress never rehearsed with her on-screen love interest for a 2016 film, as director David Ayer felt it would add to the unpredictability and madness of the characters. Who are we talking about there? Number nine. This actress never rehearsed with her on-screen love interest for a 2016 film, as director David Ayer felt it would add to the unpredictability and madness of their characters. Question number 10. This late actor won the first posthumous Academy Award for Best Actor in a Supporting Role. Who was it? Number 10. This late actor won the first posthumous Academy Award for Best Actor in a Supporting Role. Who are we talking about there? Number 10. And the bonus, number 11, three Australian stars have played major villains in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Who are they? In which movies did they appear in? Ooh, that's a tough question. Number 11, three Australian stars, one of which was mentioned earlier in this quiz, two of which we have not mentioned. I'll tell you that. Have played major villains in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Who are they? And which movies did they appear in? That's the end of Luke's quiz on Australians in Hollywood. We'll be right back in just a second with the Hollywood answers. We are back with the answers to Australians in Hollywood. Let's see how many of these you got right and wrong, courtesy of Luke McKay. Number one, which actor holds the Guinness World Record for longest career in a live-action Marvel superhero? That would be Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman as Wolverine is the longest-running Marvel live-action superhero actor combo. Number one. Number two, arguably, Australia's most famous actress, Nicole Kidman, was actually born in Hawaii. That's a fun fact. The U.S. of A. That's old Nicole Kidman. Number three, Chris and Liam Hemsworth have an older brother. His name is Luke. Luke Hemsworth has a quick cameo in Thor Ragnarok. Number four, for which film did honorary Australian Russell Crowe win the Academy Award for Best Actor? That was Gladiator. Number four, Gladiator, over 20 years ago, I think. Number five, Cate Blanchett became the first person to win an Oscar for portraying another Oscar winner. Which famous leading lady did she portray? That was Katharine Hepburn in The Aviator. Totally forgot she was in that. The Aviator. That's a crazy movie. Number six, Sam Worthington starred as a paralyzed Marine in what 2009 blockbuster? That's Avatar. Avatar, a movie that I thought looked pretty cool when it came out, but only watched once. Number seven, Rebel Wilson has been in the Pitch Perfect series singing, but she's also going to be in Cats, the upcoming Cats reboot with her character Jenny Anydots. I can't imagine I'm going to sit down and watch this movie, but maybe I will. Real drunk. Number 8, which actor has won the Triple Crown of Acting Oscar, Emmy, Tony, but is best known for a 5-film Disney franchise? That would be Jeffrey Rush, who's in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Jeffrey Rush. Number 9, this actress never rehearsed with her on-screen love interest in a 2016 film, and that was courtesy of David Ayer's idea. I'm talking about Margot Robbie. Margot Robbie from Suicide Squad did not get to rehearse with the Joker, whatever his name is. Number 10, this late actor won the first posthumous, I said that like that, I don't know if that's how you say it, some people say posthumously, whatever, you know that word, when someone's dead, they give them something. Best actor in a supporting role, that would be Heath Ledger for The Dark Knight. That late actor, great, great performance in The Dark Knight from Heath Ledger. Sometimes clips pop of that on like Facebook, and it's a whole scene I forgot, you know, like when he jams that pencil in that guy's hand or whatever he does. Really cool scene. Really, every scene he's in that movie is just fantastic. And the bonus, number 11, 3 Australian stars that have played major villains in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Who are they and what were they in? Cate Blanchett shows up again here. She was Hela, or Hela, H-E-L-A, in Thor Ragnarok. That's the sister, I believe, Thor's sister. Guy Pearce was Aldrich Killiam in Iron Man 3. He's kind of a lame villain in that movie, but yes, he is villainous. And Hugo Weaving, who's Australian, was Red Skull in the Captain America First Avenger movie. And I wonder if Hugo Weaving played Red Skull in the newest one, Endgame, when he's on that cliff. I wonder if that's Hugo Weaving or if it's all like CGI and just his voice or whatever that is. I wonder if he had to put on that mask and makeup again. Interesting stuff. Great quiz, Luke. Thank you, as always, for sending really cool questions. And if you want to find Luke, just connect with him over on our Patreon chat. He posts on there frequently. And for just $1 a month, you get access to this ongoing Discord app chat room. Post some fun stuff in there, and I'm due to post some rounds in there that I do at my live nights just to kind of give your brain a scratch otherwise, in addition to the daily podcast. It's time for the question today, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Who is older, Chris or Liam Hemsworth? We talked about the Hemsworths earlier in this episode, and I'm looking to see who is older, Chris or Liam. Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer winner was Legend of the Seven Stars, which is Super Mario RPG's full title for Super Nintendo. And yesterday's question of the day winner was Eric Martin on Twitter. Thank you, Eric, for sending me that tweet. Trivia team name of the day today is Dirty Harry Carey. Dirty Harry Carey. And check out Funky Monkey Designs at fmdesignsinc.com. If you want to play trivia for real money, check out this new app called Skilly World, S-K-I-L-L-I World. It's free to play the first game, and you can win real money answering true-false questions. Go to skillyworld.com to find out more, or click the link in my show notes for all the stuff that I've mentioned so far. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers!